gonna do that weekly questionnaire, Teamwork Makes the Dream Work. One, if you had access to a time machine, would you use it? If yes, would you go back in time or forward, and why? If no, would you destroy it or leave it, and why? Ooh. I think I would like to go back in time, maybe to, like, the 1920s, or somewhere around there before the Great Depression, to get nylons. They were, made differently, sturdier, last longer, so... And the fashion was really good. I would like to get a good old corset. Fashion then was really cool. It was just losing the big busk, but getting into the, like, short skirt, flapper, modern day aesthetic. What are 5 things you want to do before you die that you haven't already accomplished / done? I want to travel a lot. I want to go to England, New York, all over India and different Asian countries, Philippines, Indonesia, Japan, China, Korea. That's only like one. Another 4. I don't know, I don't really have a bucket list that I think of. Probably just do things and be accomplished and meet people. Kinda. Get certified in something legit. Number 3, what are you currently loving? Books, TV shows, hobbies, drinks, music, anything that you just love right now. Hobbies. I'm currently obsessed with recording. I've been putting up stuff on my Reddit account at least once every 2 days, which is hugely productive for me. But before that, I was doing, I read books and I put them online under a different account on a different website entirely. But it takes huge amounts of time to edit because it's hours and hours reading and stuff at a time, and this is a lot shorter and easy to do. And then I've been really into listening to music. I have been downloading a lot of playlists and getting back into K-pop after 3 years, which is fun. I missed all the fun clothing and hair and outfits and dances. Oh, yeah, I'm getting back into dancing. That's fun. Which is mostly just watching mirrored videos and slowing it down times a bajillion and trying to copy moves that never look quite as good as the people who are actually trained to dance do. 4, what are you scared of? What are your fears? I'm terrified of aggressive dogs. Really terrified. I had an experience when I was about 14 where they chased me around my block and I had to drop my bag and run to my door and basically cry and scream for it to open. And then I'm terrified of sunflowers. For no reason besides the fact that they are very spherical and they look like the seeds are gonna rot out of them, and I think they look very alien. I can't be around sunflowers. And then I'm also really terrified of loud weather noises. Not even for any reason in particular, they just fucking scare me to all hell. Like, thunderstorms, rain, specifically wind against my house. It just makes my anxiety ramp the fuck up, so I'll have to play really loud music to blur it out. On a deeper note, I am terrified of being alone. Not so much just being by myself, but just being alone in life, not having friends, not having a significant other, not... And then just that... thinking that no one actually really likes me and they're all just pretending. I have a lot of social anxiety about that. And then, dying really young, that scares me a lot. There's a higher chance for me to die than most people because I have a chronic illness, so I think about that a lot, and that scares me. I've had a few near-death experiences, and none of them were fun. If you could tell your 10-year-old self one thing, what would it be? To my 10-year-old self, don't come out in the girls' locker room during that one gym class. That was the worst decision of your life. Just pay attention to me and do not do it. In reverse, what would your 10-year-old self say to you, do you think? That I'm pretty cool, I think. I think my 10-year-old self would like me. What favorite book from your childhood do you want to see most made into a movie slash miniseries? I think it was this one detective series called Sammy Keys, where she like illegally lived in her grandma's house apartment type place and solved things and was generally thought down of and her school, and I was just totally into it. Yeah. That would be really sweet. Do you still put at least one calendar up at home, even though you have one on your phone? No, I like one particular brand of calendar that looks like the Hungry Caterpillar but with flowers, and I can never find it anymore, so I just don't. If you could be the best at one thing, what would it be? I think I would like to be the best at staying focused, honestly. What is the most romantic thing you have done for someone else? Shit tits. I know I've done some romantic shit. I know I have. I can't remember any of it though. I got a good one. For Valentine's Day 1 year, I made an ex-girlfriend about a 5-10 minute long audio of all the reasons that I loved her and how I describing what I first felt when I realized that I was in love with her and what that particular event was and what was all going through my mind and that kind of stuff. It was very romantic. Oh my gosh. Go past me. That was really cool. Huh. If you could eat one food every day for the rest of your life, what would you eat? Depends. Would I die from it? Like, would I be able to get all my nutritional needs? Or is this hypothetical? Mashed potatoes, just because then it would be delicious and I would know that I was getting all my nutritional value. Like, if you have mashed potatoes and then like cheese and milk. No, butter and milk in there, then you're pretty much set for nutrients. So, mashed potatoes. Yes. If you had to choose one celebrity over the age of 65 that you are not sexually attracted to lick Nutella off the lips mouth of, who would it be? I'm terrible at knowing celebrity names, let alone their ages. Can I request to skip this question? Though I did see an old actor movie today. Who? Blythe Danner. Not sexually attracted to her. There's the age thing. But I would lick Nutella off her lips. She is fairly pretty, so. Yeah. I hope I didn't butcher her name. I'm sorry. I've never heard it spoken out loud. I'm reading it off of the Wikipedia article. Okay. If you would choose a species of extinct dinosaur to end your life, which one would you choose and how would it kill you? Fuck. Something big, so it would just be in one bite. I don't, T-Rex. Why not? The little arms are kind of cute. At least it would be badass. If you could live anywhere in the world, language barriers and money aside, where would you live and why? Oh. Gosh. It's a tie between two places, New York and Japan. Probably New York, just because Broadway is there and it's hugely fashion forward, and I'm sure I would find a ton of job opportunities there and I have one really close friend who lives there that I would love to be able to actually see and interact with physically. If there was a language you could wake up tomorrow and know it as well as you know your first language, what would it be and why? Oh, this is easy. Japanese. Why? I'm a huge fucking nerd who loves anime, and being able to watch it without subtitles would be amazing. That, and I could actually go on frickin' that art website and look up... What art website is that? Shit. One sec. Okay, so I looked it up, and it's, I think, pronounced Pixiv? Or... I have no clue how to pronounce it. And then Nico Nico, which is... the first one's an art-sharing website, and the second one is, like, Japanese version of YouTube. So, yeah. You wake up as the opposite gender. After freaking out, what's the first thing you do? I would jerk off first. That's completely what I would do. Like, you just tug it. That seems so much easier. God. Are you the marrying, raise a family type, or is that not for you? I used to think about it being me quite a lot, but since having a bad breakup, I'm like, I don't know if I could stick with someone for like 40-some years. Like, having kids seems wonderful, and I would love to do that, but then you gotta have someone who you trust being as equally supportive. I don't know. I would love to be. I don't see it happening. And if it doesn't, then, hey, cool, whatever. I will get a dog. If you could ask one question to your future self, what would it be? I would just want to know that everything that I'm doing in the next year works out the way I'm hoping it will. That's all I want to know. Yay! I'm done!